Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
That's in Crinkuland.
Limits, I like the reworked intro to the Limitless Express. I know you put a lot of hard work into that.
Yes, you got to change it up a little bit. You got to keep it fresh with some of our newest drops that we've had.
What do you got?
All right, Joe. A lot of different things on the docket right now, but I first wanted to start with something that Arthur Smith said. He told the media today that they're trying to break the habit of Roman Wilson leaving his feet to try to avoid a tackle.
And Good idea.
Artie said that it seems that Roman Wilson did this in college all the time, and he did mention what Mike Tomlin had to say about it, that it was basically a very boneheaded decision, Joe.
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been over this a little bit. I mean, listen, they had a chance to upgrade at the position, but I will say that Roman Wilson is getting a little bit better. He is. That doesn't mean I trust him in key situations. Do you?
No, not yet. I mean, has he proven that he's able to do that? I don't think so to this point.
This ain't Iowa either. This is the NFL. You're not going up against Iowa and, you know, whoever else, Penn State limits. You're going up against the best players in the world. Come on, no more of that. I wouldn't be surprised if that dude never tries that again as long as he lives.
Well, all that Roman Wilson did when he played against Penn State was block because they ran it 32 times in a row to beat Penn State at Penn State at a game I was at.
Next.
That's neither here nor there. Alex Highsmith, AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Joe. 4 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, a forced fumble in the matchup against the Colts. Were we a little premature in saying that they should trade Alex Highsmith, or should this drive up the eventual Alex Highsmith trade asking price in the offseason?
No, we weren't premature. That's a compliment to him. It's like what I'm saying about Tristan Jarry right now. I mean, it's different in this way. Jari's playing well. Highsmith wasn't. But the fact that you'd want to trade somebody in a lot of cases means that you think that they could bring something back. And I think Alex Highsmith could. But he wasn't playing well before that. He simply wasn't. And it's been one game. They signed this dude to a pretty big contract, and he needs to pay it off more often. That a performance like that only gets me to look at it and say, where is, I'm not going to say all the time, because if he did it all the time, he would set the NFL sack record. But where are performances like that more often or something in between a no-show and a dominant player of the week performance. I'll take that week-to-week limits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think that that's been one consistent problem with him. And you've brought up the stat of, you know, before this game, he had as many sacks as he did in that one season in 22 when he was able to earn his money. That's a big problem for him, plus health. Like, Alex Highsmith has had a lot of health issues. So if he can try to stack a couple of these performances, you build with Nick Herbig. Jack Sawyer had a good game and played more snaps. That could be a way for them to be able to leverage into a trade.
Yes, I want to see some version of that Highsmith, like, all the time. I don't think that's unfair. Again, you don't need those numbers or that kind of performance every week. But when you sign a dude to a $68 million contract and you give him almost $30 million guaranteed and you see what's there in terms of, wow, this guy really has all-pro capabilities. When you have 14 and a half sacks, I think we say that. And when you see a performance like last week, we say that. He really does have that kind of talent, I believe. I want to see it more often. I think that's very fair.
Well, and especially because T.J. Watt is drawing so much attention, and we talked about, well, Nick Herbig should play more snaps. Well, Alex Highsmith is still playing those snaps for whatever reason that might be for Tomlin's defense. He needs to be able to capitalize on those one-on-ones, and he hasn't done it well enough, especially with the attention to Watt.
Next.
Free agent corner Asante Samuel is set to visit the following teams. The Panthers, why he's going there, I don't know. Green Bay, the Vikings, the Bears, San Francisco, and your Pittsburgh Steelers, Joe. Should the Steelers sign Asante Samuel?
Well, tell me more about the injury that he had. Wasn't it some sort of spinal situation that was happening? What was his injury?
Yeah, so he has been cleared to play with the spinal injury. He's been given the okay, and that's why he's starting to meet with some teams. He had a spinal fusion surgery in April. And he has now been cleared after that surgery. Obviously, took a while, but the surgery was actually performed by Dr. David Onconquo in Pittsburgh, the neurosurgeon for the Steelers.
I mean, that very phrase, spinal fusion surgery, scares me, of course. But then again, I'm not a surgeon or a doctor, and I don't know what the recovery rate or the risk moving forward would be. If you get any reasonable facsimile of what this guy was, it's definitely worth it, right? It's worth taking a flyer on him. If he's been cleared, you know, I don't think this will affect his running. I think he had a 4.440 ahead of the draft, and he's still relatively young. You can't. This is a no-lose proposition, really. What is he, 26? He just turned 26. So, yeah, I think it's worth a flyer, but spinal fusion surgery, that phrase keeps sort of popping into my mind.
Well, it clearly scares you off just because of that. And, you know, he was a successful corner with the Chargers before that. He had two interceptions in each of his first three seasons before being injured last year and only playing in four games.
Go ahead.
I think it would be worth it just by the fact of you need the depth in case Darius Slay, the further the season goes on and you wonder how the wear and tear of a long season will happen for a 34-year-old, that Samuel might be able to step in with some fresh legs to be able to provide a spark. That's why I would bring him in.
It's a no-lose proposition, I think. And I'm reading here that this procedure apparently addressed a problem he'd had since he was born.
Man.
And what if the opposite of what we're talking about is true and you get a better version of him?
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Last season he said that the issue felt like a stinger in both shoulders. What if you got a better version of Asante Samuel? So, yeah, why not limits?
Yeah,
I think
it's at least worth a little bit of a flyer. Why not? Could pay off for you. Could be beneficial. All right. Up next, the Penguins are playing tonight against the Washington Capitals. You wondered if Mirishoff would start in net, Joe. The answer, no.
Oh,
Archer Shelovs, according to Dan Muse, will start in net. And there's also been no decision made on Harrison Brunick as of yet.
Come on, Dan Muse. Seize the moment here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, go for the drama. Start this kid against his countryman, Ovechkin, with Malkin heavily involved in the storyline, too. I guess it's not that big a deal, but I'm looking forward to the game no matter what. But that really, really would have been a treat to see this kid make his NHL debut against Ovechkin. Come on, Muse!
Yeah, I'm surprised by this, especially because we know how good the Penguins are at embracing the moment and bringing Ovechkin in after 900 goals. They're probably going to end up having some type of montage congratulating him. The Penguins do a really good job of that. Plus, it's one of the last matchups we'll ever see Malkin against Ovechkin. I would have liked to have seen it. Why not give Mirashov that opportunity? Unless they're scared to throw him into the fire. He's answered the bell of every task that has been asked for him since he's been in the organization. I don't think they should be holding back from playing him in this game.
Well, they're going to play him.
Well, yeah, they are.
But why not play him tonight? That's right. My point. Well, is this a case of Dan playing musical chairs with his goalies? Do you like that horse? Come on. Oh, not him again.
Musical chairs, Ron.
Come on, Limits.
It's them clearly sticking to this goalie rotation. Here we go. Jari started.
No,
he's been right.
He's been right.
He has.
And so has Kyle Dubas. And I was wrong. I said Mirashaw should be here since the start. Well, maybe I was right. I'm not going to blame him or them for that. But just sort of, I don't know. There's a moment to be had here. Seize it, for God's sakes. Put the kid in goal.
Yes, and there are moments that I think just pop up in due time that feels right. And
next,
this is one with Mirashov that I think feels right. All right, what do you think of this, Joe?
I don't know.
Zach Taylor of the Bengals with Joe Burrow is 45-32-1. He is 9-28 without Joe Burrow, including a win against the Steelers.
Wait, can you read that again?
Yes.
Coach Taylor?
Coach Taylor is 45-32-1 with the Bengals.
Yeah.
With Joe Burrow.
Right.
He is 9-28 without Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Should the Bengals, at the end of the season, move on from Zach Taylor?
No, I mean, there's two stories to be told there. One, the team stinks without Joe Burrow, and I'm not sure that's on Zach Taylor. It's on who's ever bringing in talent on defense and whoever the defensive coordinators are, maybe too. But two, it's the oldest story in the book is, you know, what was Marv Levy's record without Jim Kelly? What was Jimmy Johnson's without Troy Aikman? What was Chuck Knoll without Terry Bradshaw? I could go on here for a while. Would you like me to keep going?
Please.
It's what's Bill Belichick without Tom Brady? That's the best one in recent memory. Of all these quarterback coach combinations, and the ones I mentioned were way more accomplished than Burrow and Zach Taylor, but they were pretty darn good together. It's always the player more so than the coach. Doesn't mean it's not also the coach, but it's always the player. More to the point, it's almost always the players rather than the coaches at any level of sport. You and I show up on the playground limits for a pickup basketball game, and you go out and pick a team that's not very good and I go out and pick a team of studs, guess what? What you and I do doesn't really matter once the ball's tipped, right? It's going to be about the talent. That's the most important position in all of sports. So I don't know, would pick your favorite coach, Kyle Shanahan,
McVay,
maybe your favorite coach is Mike Tomlin. Would anybody's record with and without Burrow, given the circumstances, look that different? I don't know. And maybe most to the point, and here's the one I wanted to make originally but forgot about in the midst of making others, is I think Zach Taylor, his reputation was as a guy who could develop a quarterback, I think did a pretty darn good job of developing Joe Burrow pretty quickly, don't you?
I would agree with that, yeah. They were in the Super Bowl not long after drafting him.
I hope that turf toe doesn't end this dude's career like it did Jack Lambert. I don't think it will. He had the surgery. I think there's been medical advances. So what you just told me, if Joe Burrow's coming back, I like Zach Taylor's record with Joe Burrow, so I'm keeping him.
How could the turf be that damaging to a toe?
You know better than that, Limits. It's just a name for an injury that I forget what the word is, but it makes it sound way better than it actually is.
Yeah. Sounds very painful, though. Next. The PM team had Matt Clement on the show, our MLB and one of our MLB analysts here at The Fan, and says that the big move that the Pirates should make in free agency should be signing Phillies catcher JT Realmuto. And Matt thinks that a 3-year, $45 million deal would get it done. Do you agree with that?
Holy ostrich follicles. This is not one that I had on my radar here.
That's a very cheap deal for a catcher as good as JT Realmuto. I would drive to Philadelphia, pick up JT Realmuto, help him move, and take him to Pittsburgh with a smile on my face the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, there's some wear and tear there, is my impression, as there often is. This guy's going to turn 35 before the season starts, Limits. That's one thing. He batted .257 last year, hit 12 homers and 550 at-bats, so we're not exactly looking at Johnny Bench. However, he strikes me as a Russell Martin type in this respect, that he can really bring a staff together. He can be a leader. You know, he's a stud. That's what he is. He's a leader. And he still is a decent bat and I think would have a profound influence on your clubhouse. I wouldn't be against it. Don't get me wrong. Back in 22, he was an MVP candidate. Since then, he's sort of severely tapered off. His WAR, which is your overall contribution, has gone from 6.5 to 3.5 to 3.0 to 2.5. I don't like the trajectory there myself, Limits. And you watch, the Pirates would sign a guy like that, and he'd turn into, you know, Rod Barajas before our very eyes. Remember him?
Oh, I remember Rod Barajas. Or Tyler Heineman, who is the backup in the World Series for the Blue Jays, but never played.
That would be my fear, is that we'd get
Tony Sanchez.
Yeah, well, yeah, he never even got good. But I wouldn't necessarily be against it, but I'd be very wary. Thank you, Limits. That was wonderful.
Do you remember Jared Saltalamacchia and how long his last name was on the back of the Red Sox jersey?
How could I forget him? The Pirates have had more washed-up catchers than anybody. Benito Santiago came here late in his career, for God's sake.
Chris Stewart was here when they were good.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.